5:35 on Downtown, your ride home on a Tuesday. Final Four coming up this weekend in college basketball all season long. We have checked in with our NCAA basketball insider, the former college coach, now the owner of the five-star basketball camps, and he covers college basketball and the draft for Slam Magazine. Lee Klein back with us this week, and boy, Lee, it went fast. Here we are down to the Final Four. It seems like we just started March Madness.
No question about it. I mean, after four incredible regional finals that shattered cable television records, here we are with four blue bloods in the Final Four with everything you could ever possibly want if you're a college basketball fan.
Absolutely, and certainly great tradition among these four schools. Are there any other common themes among the last four standing?
Well, they all got coaches that one day will be in the Basketball Hall of Fame, whether it be Bo Ryan, who did it at a number of different levels, and it's just incredible how he's vaulted Wisconsin to being a national program now as they reach their fourth Final Four, obviously back-to-back years. And then you have Tom Izzo and what he's done at Michigan State and how they have basically resurrected a what looked like a lost season after his amazing streak of always having a class that sometime up till his senior year make the Final Four, have that streak broken last year, and now, sure enough, they're right back in it with a trio of toughness and just an incredible coaching job that he has done.
Well, we saw some wonderful games this past weekend. You have to tip your cap to Mike Bray, the job that his team did. Do you think that Notre Dame gave Kentucky the toughest test they'll get?
I think that with Notre Dame, that game was one of the best college basketball games we've seen in a long, long time. What they've been able to do is show a little vulnerability for Kentucky and especially, Kentucky best known for its defense, what Notre Dame was able to do offensively the first three quarters of the game, I think definitely put people on notice. In the end, I think each of the, for Kentucky to continue on, they're going to have to battle. I think Wisconsin is a real tough matchup, the one that people have been waiting a year to see. And then as you extend forward, what could be the Duke Blue Devils standing in the path of perfection, a Duke team that's really elevated its defense from like 100 to 17, really has been playing a lockdown defense and has done an incredible job. So there's no easy games the rest of the way. This is going to be a war. I think the Cats are ready for it, but they will have to battle in order to earn cutting down these nets.
When you talk about the defense, and in that Duke-Michigan State game, a clash of terrific defenses, I think I saw the statistic yesterday that throughout their tournament run, Tom Izzo's team has allowed opponents only 34% field goal shooting rate. You do that, you're going to win most of your games.
Both of these teams, what they've done defensively has been outstanding. And, really, with Michigan State, I mean, let's be honest here. Duke's got nine McDonald's All-Americans, on their roster or had on their roster. Michigan State is a team of coaches' sons and good players, but not great players. We're talking about, Duke having three freshmen that'll be in the first round of the draft. Well, Michigan State, we're still trying to figure out if any of those kids will get drafted as juniors and seniors. So talent would certainly favor the Blue Devils, but the one thing Michigan State has and has always had with Tom Izzo is we're going to be prepared and we're going to find a way to put us in position to win the game. We're going to be tougher, we're going to be more physical, and we're going to mix it up. And I think there will be some learning from their prior matchup in Chicago when Duke, was fairly comfortable in dispatching Michigan State at the Champions Classic. So I definitely think the key for Michigan State is really coming up with some things to keep Jahlil Okafor off, off balance because they cannot afford to leave shooters to double Okafor.
We had heard a lot of talk during the season, Lee, that maybe the overall level of talent in college basketball was down a bit this year. I don't know. I got caught up in watching the games, and it seemed to me, especially when we got to the Sweet 16, the talent level was just fine this year. How would you judge the overall ability of this year's class?
Well, I think, you know, we had a great class last year of freshmen, and I think this year's freshman class, if you will, had some up and down moments, but you did not have the signature guys that you followed all season long like last year. You know, last year was Parker and Wiggins, and it really was a trend for the whole season. You heard about the great draft class and how excited the NBA guys were with the players in the draft. We had this year, I think, is a talent dispersed through a lot of different teams. Some of which you had, like a Melo Trimble at Maryland and D'Angelo Russell at Ohio State. Like, you had talent spread out, if you will. And in the end, you've got four really good teams left standing that, you know, played, if you will, you know, they had their ups and downs. And there's been a trend of defense, which sometimes makes an uglier game. But defense is half of it, and so scoring might be down, but that doesn't mean that the kids aren't as talented. It just means that they're expending as much energy on defense, if not more, than they ever had in the past.
Well, Lee, thanks as always. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll check in with you one last time next Tuesday after we've crowned the national champion. We'll see you then.
Awesome. Take care.
542 here on Downtown.